one. Let's go to Kieran. Kieran O'Connor. Farming Week, Daisha Today, brought to you by IFAC. As you know, Kieran's out and about talking to various farmers. Today's feature focuses on the successful partnership of Kevin Maloney and Mike O'Neill in Knockanore. There you go, back to Knockanore. And their sustainable dairy operation. This is a lovely piece.
WLR's My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
Well, good morning, Damien. This morning we're out here on the banks of the Blackwater in beautiful Ballyphillip, Knockanore, overlooking the Blackwater on the dairy enterprise of Kevin Maloney and Michael O'Neill. We're delighted to be joined by Kevin and Michael O'Neill. Kevin Maloney, Michael O'Neill, also Mikey's son, Mikey Jr., and Kevin Maloney's wife, Trish Maloney, as well. First of all, Kevin, thanks for having us out here.
Hi, Kieran. Welcome to Knockanore.
Dairy has been part and parcel. Your late dad, Gary, a great man that I knew over the years as a dairy farmer, of course, steeped involved in the GA and the Shamrocks as well, but dairy was always part of your life, Kevin.
Yeah, I suppose so, Kieran. Like I say, my dad died in 1990 and I was 16 at the time. So, I mean, even as a child, I'd have been helping out on the farm, and I'm farming on my own right since then. Then I went to Cortine Agricultural College, and when I came home, I'm here ever since.
And it was no joke, your dad died, you're still a young teenager. Of course, your mum, Mary, very much part and parcel, but taking over the reins from your dad, that was a big move for you.
Yeah, it was, but like I said, I suppose I was very familiar with the workings of the farm, despite my age, because I'd have been out helping out any chance I got after school or whatever. So, yeah, sure, look, it was a difficult time in its own way, and my mother was still a young woman at the time, so I mean, between the two of us, we managed it, and yeah, it all worked out in the end.
During that period, we had the milk quotas. You were very much handcuffed as such as regards expense. So young men coming back from ag college, full of ideas, but definitely milk quotas were a huge problem for you then as regards expanding.
Yeah, I suppose at the time we were making 40 or 50 cows, which would have been the average at the time, and we, you know, reared the beef from that, and we had a small pedigree Simmental herd as well. So yeah, look, sure, that's the way it was at the time anyway. So,
and was farming always going to be for you? From what age did you decide, yes, this is what I want to do? Or did the sudden death of your dad make your mind up? Or at what stage did you realise, Kevin Maloney, I want to be a dairy farmer?
I don't actually remember when I decided to be a dairy farmer. It just was always going to be. I was interested, and in fairness to my dad, he always encouraged me, and even the Simmental enterprise was my enterprise, even though I was only a teenager. So yeah, look, I never really considered being anything else.
Obviously, milk quotas then going, that was a huge turning point for the farm here in Ballyphillip.
Yeah, sure. I suppose we'd say they went in 2015, and I think maybe it was announced that they were going up to 8 or 10 years before that. So I suppose we were, after buying a few bits of quota and stuff, and after increasing a bit, it was huge for us and huge for rural Ireland at the time.
And then, of course, to avail of that, you needed to expand. And obviously, with acreage, you have a certain acreage that's granted to expand in theory. But obviously, the whole notion of a partnership, where did that come from?
Our farm and Mike's farm are kind of intertwined with one another. We had land at both sides of Mike, so it's kind of common sense in a way to join them together. And you know, there was a lot of changes to farming at the time, even aside from quotas going. So yeah, I suppose myself and Mike were always neighbours and always friends, and you know, I remember one day we just started talking, and Mike suggested it, would I consider entering a partnership, and we did our homework on it and a bit of research, and yeah, so we said we're
going for help and advice that time. Obviously, partners are very popular now. At that stage, where did you go for help and advice, and finally to tie it all together, because there's a lot involved. A lovely idea, the two of you to become a partnership. We'll talk to Mike in a minute on that, but as regards from your point of view, getting that advice and the final push for this to come together.
I suppose Chagas were a great help, to be honest. No, there was a guy, Tom Curran, he was kind of a specialist in partnerships at the time, and we went up to Moor Park. I remember we had a meeting, and with even our accountants and everything, and talking to other farmers, and we went down to West Cork one day, myself and Mike, to a farm that was farming in partnership, and yeah, look, we did our research on it.
Mike, a big move for you, Mike O'Neill. You're very involved in Suckling. Obviously, yourself and Kevin had that discussion, but a big move at the same time for you to get involved in a partnership, a dairy partnership with Kevin.
It was, Kieran. It was a big move at the time, but at that stage I was farming approximately 100 suckler cows. Margins were dwindling, and there was a lot of talk in the years pre the quota lifting. So yeah, we just met Kevin at the farm gate one morning and just kind of bounced it off him, would you consider a partnership? Is Kevin had a state-of-the-art farmyard just recently built on the new piece of ground that he had bought. Kind of seemed sensible to maybe kind of work together. I work off farm. I have an oil distribution company, and it kind of made sense to me that Kevin would run the whole unit, and I continue with my day job, and that's the way it's worked out very well. We kicked off. We were looking at it in about the middle of 2015. We had decided kind of by October that we'd drive on and go for a start in 2016 then.
The fact you had the infrastructure, you said the expanded new parlour, the new buildings, the new facilities, that was hugely important.
It was indeed, yeah, because both of us had very well equipped yards, and we didn't have to do very little building. Both of us had enough slurry storage and all of that to continue with what we were doing. So there was, other than roadways and water, joining the two farms, which was quite easy because they really lended themselves to a partnership because just their location and their position to each other. So we had maybe 300 metres roadway to link the two farms, and water then was just, we went on, water was possibly the biggest one to get water into all paddocks. But yeah, it seemed to work very, very straightforward and very simple. Kevin runs it on a daily basis and does a pretty good job. We're
no regrets.
No regrets. Yeah. We have nine years. We're in our 9th year there now, and we're doing quite well. Yeah. We're happy enough with each other. No fights yet anyway.
Sure, yeah. Kevin, turning to you as regards then, of course, your wife Tricia's here. The administration of all of this, one thing is coming together, but the back admin support is hugely important for a partnership like you have here in Ballyphillip.
Yeah, I never quite managed to convince Trish to go into the parlour milking, but in fairness, no, she does a lot of the administration, like the registering calves with the Borbia audit there recently, kind of helping to prepare for that. We have people working on the farm, so she does all the HR and all of that sort of thing.
Trish, turning to you, first of all, when did you actually arrive in Ballyphillip, if I put it like that?
2000.
Right.
I was introduced to Mary Maloney totally unexpectedly. One night he had me over in Ardmore collecting shuttering, very romantic. So yeah, we're going out since 2000, yeah. And we got married in 2004.
So your own family, as regards your own kids, getting them involved as well?
Really important, you know, growing from the countryside. And like our eldest, we were talking to earlier, she's just so intuitive with animals.
And how old is she being? What's her name? You might give us the names of your family.
So Ava's the eldest. She's 16. She's just finished transition year. So she's really, really good around the farm and around with cows and stuff. But her main passion is horses.
Of course, a Beecher connection in Tallow.
Yeah. Her father's a bit upset with that. But she is unbelievable. She'd milk the cows as quick as any man. And our younger girl, then Louise, is 13. So she's very good now as well. Not as experienced, obviously, but yeah, they're both enthusiastic now, in fairness.
Very much a family unit between the Maloneys and the O'Neills here.
Oh, it is, yeah, absolutely. There's no shadow of a doubt about that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, and genuinely, like, it is going really, really well. You know, there's no debating that, which is fantastic.
Well, Trish, great to talk to you. That's Trish Maloney. We're here on the farm, Damien, this morning, of Kevin Maloney and Mike O'Neill here. They're in partnership here in Ballyphillip, Knockanore. Don't go away. Join us for part two after the break.
The show that has Waterford talking.
With fertile soils and temperate climate, Waterford has some of the best farms in Ireland. On My Farming Week, Monday, July 1st to Friday 5th, I'll be travelling the length and breadth of Waterford County to visit some of our most innovative and sustainable farms and producers. Apple, dairy, stud, beef and sheep, I'll talk to some of the leading personnel in these sectors. So join me, Kieran O'Connor, for My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special, Monday 1st to Friday 5th of July at 11:30 a.m.
My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special on WLOR. Thanks to IFAC Dungarvan, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
Best staycation ever. Four best mates, 60 minutes from home. 10 thrilling zip lines. 8 breathtaking views. 4 coffees to catch a breath. 1,000 metres into a wondrous cave. 3 Echo! one incredible day. Plan your best staycation ever at discoverireland.ie and experience the feeling of a holiday all in one day. Brought to you by Fulcha Ireland.
It's an extraordinary thing, design. Just when you think you've seen perfection in the Peugeot 3008, along comes the all-new 3008, an electric and hybrid. A next-level SUV with a sleek, alluring new shape. And an all-new panoramic eye cockpit with a floating 21-inch HD display that puts control at your fingertips. Test drive the all-new Peugeot 3008 today. It's pleasure powered.
Call to T&C Motors Peugeot Innering Road Waterford and test drive today.
Gather loved ones and immerse yourself in the rich history of traditional afternoon tea at the Granville Hotel. Enjoy a delightful journey through three courses, freshly baked scones, a variety of sandwiches and delectable desserts with vegan, gluten-free and dairy-free options available. Catch up with friends, celebrate a milestone or wind down with colleagues. Serve Saturdays 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. It's the perfect addition to your weekend. To enjoy afternoon tea at the Granville Hotel, call 051 305555. 55. Booking is essential and must be made before 1 p.m. on Fridays.
Get the family ready for a fun summer evening of racing at Tramore Races, Tuesday, July 9th. First race, 5:15, with a seven-race flat card featuring the Gain Advantage Series Handicap and the Toast Tramore Derby. There's face painters, bouncy castles, magicians and games to keep the little ones happy. General entry and hospitality tickets from TramoreRaces.ie.
Dacia Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR.
With AirGrid, delivering a cleaner energy future. Visit AirGrid.ie.
Dacia Today.
WLR's My Farming Week, a Dacia Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
Well, welcome back here to Ballyphillip, Knockanore. We're here on the Maloney and O'Neill Enterprise, a dairy enterprise here on the banks of Blackwater in beautiful Knockanore in West Waterford. Turning once again to Kevin Maloney. Kevin, as I mentioned just before the break to Trish there, this spring was just unbelievable. You've been involved all your life in dairy. This spring and the last 6 months, nearly 9 months, has really tested you in every way.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we're lucky. Our farm here is good dry land, and I just never saw it as wet as it was this spring. The whole past 12 months have been a challenge.
Since last July.
Yeah, since last July. It was really tough mentally and physically on farmers, and to make sure that your animals were well fed, you know, that we'd have the cows out very early and that wasn't possible, and to make sure you have enough feed for them. And
did you find it really tested you, but not physically but mentally as well, because you had the grass out, you couldn't leave out the cows, you had calves calving all times of day and night 24/7, and then of course the expectation to get the cows out running short of fodder. Was it a really difficult time actually, and how did you find what you do? Was the fact you're involved with the GA or discussion groups to keep you, not saying sane, but to keep the head clear?
It was really tough, and like, we were lucky, we had plenty of fodder and we didn't run out, but I mean, there was other people that were after running out and they were trying to source it and buy it elsewhere, and you must still do your physical work, but like the mental side of it is even tougher. And at least when you go to the discussion group, you find out everyone else has the exact same problem, and problem shared is a problem halved, and you know, somebody else might have a kind of a different way of doing things or thinking about it. And yeah, I mean, that's always a help.
Now, you mentioned, and Trish mentioned about your daughters, love being on the farm and helping out on the farm. Also here with young Mikey O'Neill as well. Mikey, first of all, from a young age, you always wanted to get involved in dairy, and Kevin said before we came in here, from a young boy, you'd always interest in the cows.
Yeah, I suppose my love of farming would have began farming alongside me dad back in the day. I suppose I would have started farming with Kevin then around when I was 12 or 13, I would have been over milking the cows. It was kind of a way of making a few bob at the weekends. I suppose that kind of brought my interest in the in the dairy to the fore then, because I suppose we would have been suckler farming at the time. So.
And of course, you went to college then, and it was always the farming angle, the angle you were going to come back to, was farming, the agricultural scene going to be your career.
Yeah, so I suppose, look, always the love is the agricultural sector and the passion for that. So I suppose that brought me down to Waterford for 4 years into WIT at the time to do a BAg, and then I suppose that brought me to, we're working off farm at the moment with Tierlawn, but I suppose ultimately the passion is is milking cows and working on the farm at the time.
Yeah, you mentioned me off air that you're working with Tyrone as regards milk collection. Obviously, the busy spring and all that was happening weather-wise as well, a full-time job, but you really enjoy then coming back onto the farm to help out on the farm for your dad and for Kevin as well.
Sometimes coming home at the weekend is my mental release and just being able to go out into the fields or milk the cows on a Saturday morning or feed right. the calves yeah. is great. But, you know, being able to dig in and dig out whenever Kevin needs a hand is something I enjoy.
Mike, you must be delighted to have your son Mikey interested in the whole farming enterprise. I got you, your late dad, Tom O'Neill, a renowned dairy and a great horseman in his day, and all belong to you, are involved in the agri sector. So having son Mikey getting involved, I'm sure you're delighted with that.
It's nice to see have someone coming after you to carry on what you're doing. Yeah, Mikey is very interested in it, and to be fair, he enjoys it, and it takes the pressure off me. When we're kind of getting on in the years, you slow down, as everybody knows, and it is nice to have a bit of backup. And that's one thing I would say about the partnership again. We do, we all help one another out, you know, we back one another out. When Kevin is on holiday, I step in, or when I'm away, Kevin runs as if it was his own. So, yeah, it's a good mix, I think. And yeah. Yes, I am delighted to have Mikey around, and he's, again, for me, he's someone to bounce stuff off of as well, you know.
And of course, last year you became unique, the National Dairy Council. We talked to Kevin a minute, he's more involved. But with the GA Club, they're looking for a sponsor, and the Dairy Farmers Sustainable Dairy became the sponsors of the GA Club. That was a lovely community effort by the dairy farmers, over 20 dairy farmers in the Knockanore catchment area, getting involved, supporting your local Shamrock GA Club.
Kevin and myself meet about once a fortnight. We have a farm meeting about once a fortnight. We have a cup of coffee and a bit of a chat, and it came up at one stage that, like, how do businesses keep funding or keep supporting clubs, because rural Ireland has really kept going on business support and company supporting, whether it be the school calendar or the local GA club or that. So Kevin was doing a degree in Cork at the same time, and he came up with the idea of getting a collection of all the local dairy farmers. I think it's about 25 in number. We harnessed all those, or Kevin harnessed all those, and got a good donation for the local GA club. And
Kevin, that was a great initiative, first of all, to get the idea. You brought it to fruition. I was here at the launch, but it just shows you the farmers really very much part and parcel of the community. And we said before we came on here again, the contribution that dairy farming is making across Waterford here with the milk checks every month to farmers supplying milk into Tier Lawn in the Waterford area.
Yeah, it always strikes me, Google is never going to build their head office in Knockanore or Eglish or wherever, but like, it's a funny story that I told you earlier. Like, when I'm going to Waterford or whatever, I count the milk trucks, and last night we had a match in Dunhill, and we met 4 Tier Lawn trucks on the way down and 3 on the way back. Like, that's all money that's coming into rural Ireland and, you know, onto farms, and then those farms are redistributing that around to their local suppliers and contractors and builders, and you know, it's the lifeblood of rural Ireland.
We mentioned earlier about the difficult spring. Also, on top of all this, the whole sustainability. There's the nitrogen derogation down to 220. There's environment. There's water quality, sustainability, biodiversity. All those challenges. What are you doing on the farm here as regards that whole area of sustainability and biodiversity?
We're doing a wide range of things. Again, farmers, maybe we would, maybe we're paranoid, but we don't think we're getting the credit for what we're doing. But I mean, we'd say even on our farm there, no, like I said, we're putting in solar panels this year. We're increasing our slurry storage so that we can time our applications better. We're using protected urea. We've a nutrient management plan for the farm. Even just to walk around, even this morning, no, I was just walking around the fields and I saw a couple of deer. I saw a squirrel, a buzzard. You know, there actually is... you know, people talk about the biodiversity crisis, but I mean,
again, and you're using low emission slurry spreading, are you?
We use that as well. Yeah, all of our slurry now is spread using the low emission spreading.
The future, Kevin. Obviously, 2022, a bumpy year, great price with good weather, and indeed, obviously, good yields that year. More difficult this year, back in supply, the difficult spring. How do you see the future for your partnership here with Mike O'Neill and yourself?
To be honest, I'm very happy with it. It's great to have two heads are better than one. If we're busy or whatever, the lads pitch in, and like not alone Mikey, you know, but I mean his two brothers Edward and Ivan also, you know, help out on the farm, and you know, like I'm very positive about it. No, I suppose I would say that it suits myself and Mike. Maybe it's not for everyone, but you know, we get on well together, and
I know your late dad, and both of your late dads will be proud of what you developed, Kevin Maloney and Mike O'Neill, as the partnership here in Ballyphillip, Knockanore. Glad to see young Mikey O'Neill involved, Trish, your wife, and your daughters all involved, just showing what can be done in the family units here on the banks of the Blackwater in beautiful Ballyphillip. Thanks for talking to us this morning, and from all of us here in Ballyphillip, Damien, it's back to you in studio.
Kieran, thank you very much for that. A lovely piece, and thanks to everybody who spoke to Kieran in that piece. 083